Chof Dalet Teves is on page 185, the beginning of chapter 13. In chapter 12, the Alter Rebbe explained what a Beinoni is, and in the explanation showed that a Beinoni does not sin, did not sin, and will not sin. Now that we know that a Beinoni is not half good and half bad in his behavior, but rather his behavior is completely good, and the unholiness is only in the feelings of the animal soul, now we'll understand what the Gemara's definition of a Beinoni is. Now we'll understand the comment of the sages that Beinonim zevazeh shefta, that in a Beinoni, both the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara are sheftim, are judges. As it says in Tehillim, that God stands at the right side of the poor man to save him from those who would judge him. So those that judge him, plural, indicates two judges. Also, the term is judges and not rulers, as the Rebbe will explain. So this is a statement concerning the Beinoni, that God stands by the Beinoni to help him from the judges. And the word is not rulers, that there are two rulers in the Beinoni, but that there are two judges. Two rulers would mean that sometimes the Yetzer Tov rules, and sometimes the Yetzer Hara rules. But that's not the case in the Beinoni. The Yetzer Hara never rules. Because if there would be any ruling, any power to the Yetzer Hara in the city, in the body, even if it would be only temporarily, momentarily, still he would be called a Rasha at that moment. And a Beinoni is not a Rasha, he does not transgress. The Yetzer Hara in the Beinoni is a judge, not a ruler. The difference is that a judge and a dayan is ha'emer daiti b'mishpat. He says his opinion in a court. The afal pikein yocholi yeshalayi epsak halacha kach lemaisit. But after having voiced his opinion, it isn't necessarily the final opinion. It could turn out that the halacha lepoil will be different than the opinion of this particular judge. Because in a court, we're talking about a court of 3 judges, 21 judges, and so on. Because there's another judge who disagrees. And so there needs to be a third opinion that will determine the outcome. And the halacha is always according to the opinion of the third voice, of the third judge. So in the Beinoni, the Yetzer Hara voices its opinion in the left side of the heart. And from the heart, it rises to the mind and it becomes a thought. And then immediately the second judge, which is the godly soul in the mind, disagrees. And it spreads from the mind, the disagreeing, the other opinion, the second opinion of the godly soul spreads from the mind to the right side of the heart, which is the place of the Yetzer Tov. In other words, nefesh, when we say nefesh elikis, nefesh abahamis, nefesh means intellect. So the nefesh elikis means the intellect of the godly soul, and that's in the mind. When we say yetzer tov, we're talking about the resulting emotions coming from the intellect of the godly soul. Those emotions are called yetzer tov, because yetzer means an inclination. The mind is objective. But when the mind forms an opinion, it causes the heart to incline in one direction or another. So it's an inclination, it's a yetzer, And in the godly soul, it's a yetzer tov. He's inclined towards the good. In the animal soul, nefesh habahamis means the intellect of the animal soul. And yetzer hara means the inclination of the animal soul, which is evil. Those are the emotions of the animal soul, which is in the left side of the heart. So, the heart of the animal soul offers an opinion. It rises to the mind. There the godly soul disagrees, sends the message down to the heart, to the right side of the heart, which is the Yetzer Tov. And so now you have in the heart the Yetzer Hara that says yes, and the Yetzer Tov that says no to the Aveda. V'halocha k'divrei ha-machriya, and the halocha is determined by the arbitrator, by the third opinion, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is God, HaEzrei LaHayetzer Tov, who helps the Yetzer Tov. As he said in the Pasuk in Tehillim, God stands at the right side of the Yetzer Tov to help him. K'may Merazal, as we also find in the Gemara, Ilmoli HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ezrei Ein Yocholi, that without God's help, the Yetzer Tov would not be able to overcome the Yetzer Hara. V'ha'ezer hi ha'aor shemeir eir Hashem al nefesh olikis li yis lo yisir nushlita al sichlus hachsil v'yetzah ha'ra. In what way, in what form does this help come, where God helps the Yetzer Tov? It comes in the form of a light that is given to illuminate the neshama, that it should have this mastery over the foolishness of the Yetzer Hara, like the advantage of light over darkness. And here, the Alter Rebbe is taking a step further. The statement that he made earlier, that the Beinoni controls his behavior because the mind governs the heart. So when the heart of the animal soul wants to do something unholy, the mind of the godly soul can change the topic and switch it to something holy. Here the Alter Rebbe is saying that the Yetzer Tov wins over the Yetzer Hara with help from above, not by the nature or by the properties of mind over heart. And that's because here we're not talking about a conflict of mind against heart. We're talking here about a conflict of heart to heart. When the heart of the Yetzer Tov, which is in the heart, not in the mind, wants to influence or overcome the heart of the Yetzer Hara, on that level we need help from above, because there isn't the advantage of mind over heart. This is heart against heart, and here the Eibishter has to illuminate the emotions of the godly soul that they should overcome the emotions of the animal soul. In the Hayyim Yom for the 24th of Teves, Chavdala Teves, which is the day that the Alter Rebbe passed away, Histalkus, Admur Hazokin Bekvar Pena, B'maitzoi Shabbos Kedish Parsha Shmeis Tovkuf Ayin Gimel. The Alter Rebbe passed away in the city of Pena, and it was a Saturday night. It was Parsha Shmeis, and it was 1813, immediately after the war with Napoleon. And he is interred in the city of Hadich. Azmur Shoal et Hatzamach Tzedek. My grandfather, Adeni Oviz Keni Meiri V'Rabi, asked the Tzemach Tzedek. So the Rebbe Marash asked his father, the Tzemach Tzedek, Vosa de Zede Givolt mit Darki Achsidus, und Vosa te Givolt mit Chassidus. What did the Zede, meaning the Alter Rebbe, what did he intend? What was his hope to accomplish with the ways of Chassidus, the customs of Chassidus, and what did he hope to accomplish with the teachings of Chassidus? V'yaneu HaTzemach Tzedek, and HaTzemach Tzedek answered him, Darki HaChassidus is, as alle Chassidim zon zayin v'ein mishpocha, al pi ha-teira bi-ahava. That all Chassidim, what the Alter Rebbe wanted with the ways of Chassidus, the practice of Chassidus, is that all Chassidim should be like one big family, based on Torah, with love. Chassidus, the teachings of Chassidus, is chayus, is life. Areintrogen a chayus, umbaleichten alts, to bring a life and a light, illumination into all things, Eichdem Leitev, including also that which is not good. Menzo wissen von dem eigenem Ra, wie it is, to be able to see honestly and clearly one's own evil, just as it is, without exaggeration and without distortion, af misaken seines, in order to be able to correct it properly. Here again, the connection between the Hayem Yem and the Tanya for today is rather obvious. Chassidus brings light into the person's mind and heart so that he can recognize his own evil in order to be able to correct it. And we're learning in Tanya how the Eibishter brings a light to the godly soul in order to be able to overcome the animal soul.